You're tuning in to Two Nicoles One Podcast. Buckle up and eat your Wheaties, sweet cheeks. It's about to get good.
Welcome to episode 46 of Two Nicoles One Podcast. I was going to say something different, but I decided not to. I'm just going to be normal for 1 minute in my life.
How nice.
Yeah, for a minute, you know. So what's going on, Nicole?
Let's see here. What is going on? Well, this happened the other day, and it was kind of funny. This girl, okay, so, well, this I guess just tell you where I was. So I had to pee, like, super bad, and I was like, screw it, I'm just going to pee in the Target bathroom. And it's the Target bathroom that's known to have all the problems by where I live. So I run in there real quick. It was like midday. It wasn't midday because it was like 7 o'clock. So it's not midday. So it was early evening.
It's kind of later mid evening.
Yeah, I don't know. It was 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I went in there and I didn't think actually anybody was even in that bathroom. But in the stall next to me, I kept hearing somebody start whispering to themselves. At first, I thought it was nothing. I was just hearing things. But then, like, I got silent again, and you just heard this girl, like, literally whispering to herself. I couldn't hear what she was saying, but she was sitting in the stall whispering to herself.
That's so freaking weird.
I don't understand why people are so weird in public bathrooms.
Yeah, that is weird. The funny thing is, I was in Philadelphia this weekend, and it's a new thing for me, but I like to get shirts from Ivy League schools, and the University of Pennsylvania is there, so I went into their bookstore, and they have like a full-on Barnes & Noble as their bookstore, and or maybe it's not their bookstore, maybe it's open to the public, I don't know, but it has like school supplies as well as regular books. But anyways, so looking through, I saw this book that looked interesting. I picked it up. It's called How the Brain Loses Its Mind. It's written by a doctor. And it is about, well, basically it focuses on syphilis and how syphilis becomes like neurosyphilis because it makes you lose your mind. And it's kind of talking about how like a lot of it calls mental illness. I haven't read much of it, but it calls like the myth of mental illness. So it means like the theory that this doctor is trying to pose is that mental illnesses stem from like brain injury or bacteria that gets into the brain. That's like what he's trying to talk about. Cause like syphilis is a huge example. Cause that was rampant like in the 1800s and stuff like that. And I was just thinking about that too. Cause like, you know, like these football players that have these concussions and you think about like anybody, you know, who's had concussions, they're usually like goofy as hell.
You know,
like they'll say things and I'm not saying they're all delusional, but some of these people are straight up delusional. You know, or like something crazy's happened to them. And I'm not like making fun of people. I'm just saying like some of these people are like wild, you know, they do some wild things. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's because they had maybe this broad had a brain injury.
Maybe she did. I don't know. But I just thought it was weird that she was whispering it up in the Target bathroom.
What was she? Do you know what she was talking about? Or was she talking to
her? I don't. I couldn't really hear her, but she definitely was whispering.
You should have tried to record her.
Yeah, I was just like, what the heck? And then I thought, I wonder if she was on the phone. But I thought, if she was on the phone, who could have possibly heard it? Like, maybe it was like an employee, you know?
But
don't know.
Somebody I used to work with. Wasn't it Nicole? Because Nicole and I used to work together. Somebody I used to work with used to go in the bathroom to talk on the phone all the time. And she would talk pretty low on the phone. Sometimes, sometimes not. And the weird thing is there was a lot of other area that you could go and talk on the phone.
I felt like when I worked in restaurants, that would happen. they would always go in, the servers would go in the bathroom and talk on the phone, like, why? Which I never understood because like customers could go in there.
Exactly. Like, why wouldn't you go outside? Or like this building that we worked in, there was so much room. Like if I had to make like a doctor's appointment or something like you didn't want to talk about in front of everybody that you worked with, there were so many other places like you could go and have privacy. Like you could, you making noises over there?
My computer's just making alerts.
That's nice. I mean, you could probably go some, I'm not encouraging this behavior, but you could probably go somewhere and be nude and be completely undisturbed. But she decided to go in the bathroom and have these conversations.
Yeah, I don't understand people.
That's freaking odd. Weirdo.
Yeah. Speaking of weirdos, let me tell you about this guy that I encountered it was last night. So I had to work an extra shift at the brewery this weekend. And
the brewery, this guy, like Peter Griffin?
What?
Peter Griffin worked at the brewery.
I don't know who that is. Pawtucket
Pat from Family Guy.
I've never seen Family Guy. Sorry. Maybe. I'm sure I would like it. I should probably watch it.
You'd like it. You just watch The Office too much.
But I mean, I literally watch it every day. Oh, man. Right. So funny.
The guy at the brewery.
All right. So the guy at the brewery. So I was clearly doing something last night. I was making a cheese board. And this guy, probably in his 60s, he's like, hey, I want a bag of pretzels. And I was like, okay. I was like, just give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, he's like, well, they're right there. And I was like, right, I understand that. I was like, but I have gloves on to handle food right now, so I can't really touch the computer to ring you out. And he goes, the money's right there. And I'm like, no, I get that. And he's like, well, what can't you do? And I'm like, oh my God, screw it. So I just took the gloves off and paused what I was doing to give him the pretzels. And I was like, okay, $6.15. He goes, no, they're $5.75. And I was like, right, plus tax. And then he goes, no, they're $5.75. It says it on the board. And I was like, right, plus tax. And he just stares at me. Then he like doesn't say anything. Then he leans over the bar to look at the computer to see that it says $6.15. And he grabs the pretzels and he's like, I have to come back. Comes back 2 minutes later. And are you ready for this? Throws the quarter at me and says, there you go.
Wow.
What a total butt face.
That's so, like, abusive.
Yeah, because you didn't know tax was on items. I mean, it's a new concept here. Tax has never been on any item before.
That's crazy.
Except on the pretzels at the brewery. That's it.
That's insane. People are such jerks.
Yeah, I was just like, what kind of tune do you have tonight?
Did he think you were pocketing that, like, what was that? 40 cents.
that's my side hustle for real. I charge tax on items that don't have tax.
And honestly, what gets me is, do you think you'd be capable of figuring that out in your head that fast?
No,
like,
I wouldn't.
Seriously, he must think you're like a you know what? Take that as a compliment though, because this guy thinks you're a freaking genius, that you're just like that. Oh yeah, yeah. 7% of
He's just a total loser. And I was really annoyed. And then I did say at the end, I was like, you know what? I should have taken his change, his 10 cents, because I didn't need the whole quarter. And I should have went outside and said, here's your change. But I didn't.
Yeah.
Because that's not nice. But
yeah, threw it in his head or something. Oh, you would have got sued for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People are just freaking strange. So speaking of strange people, so I got a pedicure this past week. And let me tell you what I encountered this same lady doing. First, she comes in and she sits down at the chair and they always put hot water in the bowls.
Yes.
So she stops the lady and she's like, can you actually put cold water in the bowl? So first thing I thought was weird. I was like, who wants a cold pedicure? Like, that can't be enjoyable.
Yeah.
I was like, weird. And then her feet are in the bowl. She was like the chair next to me. That's how I noticed this all. And then when she pulls her feet out to get her polish taken off, she had toe rings on all of her toes.
Were they like nice toe rings? Or, I mean, not to say like toe rings are freaking weird.
Well, my whole thing is like, one, did people still wear toe rings? And two, like, why do you need one on every toe?
That's so weird. I mean,
I can't be comfortable.
Toe rings were popular when we were kids, I believe.
That's what I thought, like a 90s thing.
One. You only wore one. And I think, like, I don't know, maybe that's really weird. Maybe the whole thing, because, so first of all, you get warm water. Not only is it more comfortable, but it, like, helps the skin, like, slough off or whatever the word is. But maybe the cold water she got because, like, warm water will make your skin, like, prune a little bit, and then her toe rings would come off. So maybe it was maybe. All about those the toe are, rings.
Those are some valuable pieces she had on those. Yeah. And they looked like, you remember like those 25 cent machines that you would like beg to use?
Get
and
the
like
rings.
The toe rings came out of those things. That's what they look like. She's holding on to hold 25 cent worth of toe rings on there.
That's
so
disgusting.
What's that? She got $1.25 on each foot.
Maybe she like, okay, so this is kind of morbid, but. People will shoot heroin into their toes. So maybe she's covering up her injuries.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. She was on the phone the entire time talking about her daughter's cheer camp, though. So that was fun.
You never know who's doing what.
You're right. You're right. Anybody can be doing it. I just found her obnoxious. Everything she did that did made me unenjoy my pedicure because she was there.
How do you think the other cheer mothers feel about having to encounter this broad a couple times a week?
Well, probably when she wears sandals and they steal her toe rings, they're probably like, what is that?
I'm sure it's like infiltrates out of every part of her personality, though, because no reasonable adult wears one toe ring, let alone 10 of them. Did she even have one more big toe?
What?
Did she even have them on her big toe?
Yeah, they were on every toe.
Like, how do you even fit a toe ring for a big toe? Like, do you get, like, a size, like, a men's wedding ring and put it on your toe?
Well, I could have asked her. I also was going to take a photo, but I felt like it just, I couldn't find, like, the right angle that didn't make it look obvious that I was taking a photo. So I didn't, but I was like, what is this lady doing?
And that's also like the time when you think you're being careful, but your flash goes off.
Oh yeah. That's happened to me multiple times.
And you're like, oh my God, I don't know what I just did.
All right. I was taking a selfie and then I'm not even in the photo.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Let me see that. No, I have a bill up. I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Try to play stupid.
Speaking of photos, so I haven't opened Snapchat in like forever. Mm-hmm. And I opened it today just so I could see if our company picnics like Snap logos were on there. And I saw that the last time like I had like a bunch of unopened snaps, and I had an unopened snap from you from 189 weeks ago. So sorry, God. I never looked at it.
I was going to say, I deleted my Snapchat. That's what three years. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm formally apologizing now because I never opened it.
I've been holding a grudge over that for like 3 years.
I thought so. Sometimes when there's like tension between us, now I know why, because I never opened that snap.
It's probably gas most of the time, but... So speaking of, there's this thing, I was at a baby shower a couple weeks ago or whatever, by a girl I work with, and there is something called, you know, because, I mean, my sister just had a baby, but I don't think she got any of these things. So there's something, it's like a little pipe you put in a baby's butt. It's called Wendy's, and it helps the fart get out.
Okay. Never heard of that.
Neither have I until this, because this woman's like, oh yeah, you got to use the Wendy's. And then I was like, well, don't you just like you grab the baby's feet and you like bicycle their legs. Doesn't that like help the fart come out? And she was like, oh yeah, but this is better. You know, you put the thing in and you bicycle their legs and that makes it fart. And I'm like, so here's the thing. Not only is this weird, whatever, it doesn't gross me out, because some people are like, oh, it doesn't gross me out. But at what point do you transition the kid from no Wendy's? Or do you have, like, your 24-year-old that you got to put this thing in their butt so they can fart?
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Who even comes up with stuff like that? Like, somebody tested this theory and thought this is a good idea.
Well, somebody that wants to make money and knows people buy anything. But what I'm wondering, do you test it out before? Like, as a couple, you're like, hey, let's try the Wendy's out. I just ate a can of beans. things are looking good, and then you just start
farting. That's an interesting concept there.
Yeah, that is.
You should ask Dan to try it out.
He probably doesn't need a Wendy's, I'll tell you that.
Nope.
I mean, I don't know. There are people, though, who will have, bad gas and it won't come out, either way. Yeah. And will think they're, having a heart attack or something, but they just have to fart. Which is kind of funny. Like, you went to the hospital and you just have gas.
That's true. I think, on TV shows, that's happened before.
Yeah.
My appendix is going to rot. No, you just need to toot.
Stop eating so much fiber.
It's true. Very true.
Oh, God. Yeah. Anything else going on?
Not with me, but one of our Amazon dudes went to space this week. Do you follow any of that?
Yes, but I thought you meant a local guy drive.
No. Yeah, I hang out with a few Amazon drivers Thursdays. We're in a bowling league together.
I was in a hot dog and Coke league when I was 7.
Nice.
Yeah.
I actually was in a bowling league with my brother. We were a team duo. We won trophies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know if we were good or anything.
I got participation trophies, but
that might have been what it was.
So at the end of the season, they would give you a trophy with your highest score on it.
Which is I don't remember. They're purple.
Okay. Yours were regular trophy color, like gold and white or whatever.
Yeah.
Basic. Not real gold, but just that was the color.
Did you ever get ever have a birthday party at the bowling alley?
Mm-hmm.
And all your friends signed the pin?
I don't even remember. Because it wasn't my birthday party, but I was at other kids' birthday parties. They might have done that. I don't even remember.
We had multiple parties at bowling alleys. I wonder whatever happened to all those pins.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You probably beat each other with them and they had to get thrown away.
That's plausible.
That's what happened in our house.
Yeah. My brother used me as a human target for every sport, so it's plausible for sure.
I know, Rob Gronkowski, I think it's after the first Super Bowl he won. It was back when Michael Strahan was on live, so it was live with Kelly and Michael. And he was telling a story about, because he's one of five, is he one of five boys?
I think it's five. Yeah, there's a lot of boys.
They're all, big and rambunctious and everything like he is. And they took trombone lessons. I don't know why it's funny to me, but it is. And so they did the same trombone, and it got passed down from kid to kid. But they would, beat each other with it. So by the time it went through a couple kids, it had, dents in it and everything, and they're going to their trombone lessons with this wonky-looking trombone. Didn't even sound right.
Nice. That's pretty funny.
I guess that's what happens when you're a Gronkowski.
True.
He finished high school in Pittsburgh.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he went to, so he's from upstate New York, but I think it was his senior year, or was it a couple years, but he finished at Woodland Hills High School, which is a pretty big football school. Okay. And that's where he got recruited out of.
Interesting. That's a fun fact that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people that know him because of that.
Interesting. Yeah.
Maybe get him on the podcast. Probably not now. That he's who he is, but
yeah. Cool. So I guess back to what led us to this point. he went to Amazon.
Yeah, he just went to work. Well, he's not even part of the company anymore. He stepped down as CEO.
Yeah.
So he's Mr. Just Rich, started Amazon.
Yeah. So he went to space.
Yeah.
So I feel some ways about that. I get it that he went up there. But here's what I thought. I watched the rocket take off.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, this is really cool. And then I'm watching it and, there's this count on there. And then, they're like, okay, it's going to land in Texas. And I was like, land in Texas? What's going to land in Texas? And, I'm kind of confused watching. Yeah. Then they're like the little capsule. And then they're like, yeah, we can't wait to speak to them all. And I'm like, wait a minute. He literally went up to space for 11 minutes and came right back down. The whole trip was 11 minutes. I thought he was going up there for what, for all that cost that it took to do it, to like, you know, do some research or something. And I was just like, what a freaking waste of money.
Just to say you did it.
Right.
They go, and the like, thing is, like, the stratosphere, that's it.
I think it's cool, 100%, to be like, you could do that. And I think that that oldest person and the youngest person on there, 100%, I think that's super cool that that 82-year-old lady got to go up there. Or maybe she was 78. I don't know. She was old. Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool that she could go up there. Like, you know, she worked in like the space engineering her whole life. Mm-hmm. But, and, you know, maybe one day it'll be affordable for us to go up to do it too. Like, that'd be amazing that a regular person
could one spaceship.
Yeah, that's happening in like 20 years. So you heard it here, folks. But I thought it was cool. But like, then you just like, I don't know, like the whole thing was weird. I thought the spaceship kind of looked like an inappropriate object.
Very phallic.
Yep. So there's that. And then how about the guy that paid 28 some million dollars or billion dollars for his seat, but he was busy. Busy.
Oh, God.
Too busy. That's how that 18-year-old kid got to go.
That's ridiculous.
Because he was busy.
Oh my God. I didn't even, I just knew the kid was going, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like Jeff Bezos, he's one of those guys, like he's easy to dislike, but
yeah,
I don't know. Especially like he had that watch on. It was like, what are you doing? You know, but, and the cowboy hat, but it's kind of weird. It's weird. What was I going to say? So yeah. The requirements to go to space used to be, and this is what's interesting to me. You used to have to be, I mean, I don't know all the requirements, but I believe in the military, you had to be some kind of, I forget what the education requirements were, and you had to have an IQ of 130. And you know damn well they ain't enforcing that now. It's whoever has the money now. It's not like,
yeah,
because it was for research before. It was for research. They might be up there for a while. You know, it was
right.
It was like a, I don't know. And that's the thing. It was, I mean, I guess it is cool, and you can't say that it's not. And maybe we should continue to explore space and stuff. But it's made it less of like this educational thing and more of just like it's the new way to stunt.
Well, I was going to say it's turning into like a new tourism thing. And speaking of that, like when I was in college, so I graduated college in 2010 and I was a dual major. So I had hospitality classes, and there was one class that I remember taking that we actually covered, like a portion of the class was about space travel. And I remember thinking about like, that will never happen in my lifetime that people are going up to space for like tourism. But like, you know, here we are 10 years later and it is happening. So, or probably will, because like Blue Origin and Virgin Atlantic, like that's kind of what they want to do. They want to send humans to space.
Yeah.
Regular humans, I should say, to space.
I mean, in that class though, like what was it? Was it just like, you know, you'll be working as like a concierge or whatever at the flight station? Was it just like zip up and down, or was it like maybe space hotels or whatever?
Space hotel. They were talking about how like one day there could be a space hotel up there. Like you would take a ship and go up there. It was like a really interesting concept and stuff. But like, again, like, I don't know how many years away we are from actual space hotel happening.
Yeah. Because that sounds almost like working on a cruise ship. Like
right.
How you're away from your family for like however long, you know? Yeah. So you would probably be like a 50-day stint or something like that.
Right. Like, hey, where's your mom? She's in space.
Yeah.
It would just be like whenever that kid, I think I told you the story before, but the one kid in like first grade, he's like, yeah, I'm from Mars. And I'm like, okay, like I'm sure you're from Mars, but there's 100% a Mars PA. And I did not know that.
You thought he was just lying to you. He was from space.
I totally did. What a loser.
Well, don't they say men are from Mars, women are from Venus?
Yes.
That's probably what he was talking about.
Well, there was a bunch of memes going around that said with Jeff Bezos Rago, that proof that men go to Jupiter to get more stupider. I was like, okay, I like that one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Rich people for you.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, I didn't go to space this week, so my week wasn't that exciting.
Well, actually I didn't either. But something else that happened this week, the Olympics started.
Yes.
And something like, you know, we've been talking about the Olympics for a while collectively as a, you know, group people, because of everything with Sha'Carri Richardson. She got drug tested and it seemed inopportune. Whatever. I don't know if she knew about it before. I'm not sure how that works. But, you know, her mom just died. She just found out about it and she smoked weed. She failed the drug test. So everybody's like, oh, I'll give her another chance. Some people are like, oh, she knew the consequences. But right. I was just thinking of this. All these people are like, you know, are talking about boycotting the Olympics because, you know, they think, and I do think, you know, we talked about this before on the podcast. It's a pretty archaic rule, but it's, you know, it's the rule. But people are talking about boycotting. But do people in this country really watch the Olympics?
I mean, I feel like I know a decent amount of people who watch the Olympics.
Yeah. I still think there's like so many people. The ratings here aren't what they are in other countries.
Oh, really? I actually didn't know that.
No. Like, have you ever watched the opening ceremony? Have you ever watched anything with somebody not from here?
No.
So I got a friend who I haven't seen in several years, but I have a friend who was born in Lithuania and he came here when, he was about like 8 years old and we were actually like at a work like convention and we watched there were a group of us that watched the opening ceremony together and he was like crying. And apparently like I, you know, did some research, people from the United States, like the Olympics is like the end all be all for them. It's like such a prideful thing. And I think right. people here kind of just watch it as like something to do or something to bet on. But yeah. like people from other countries, like God, anywhere else almost, it's like, it's such a big thing to them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of them go because they can, like, the money they would win for the Olympics really isn't, it's not significant money. Like, I think people think you win a lot more, but you really don't win that much, like, coming back to America. But yeah. if you're winning it from, like, Greece, like, obviously yeah. that's significant money. So.
And two, I think people are thinking about somebody like Simone Biles who gets all these endorsements. You know, just yeah. your regular bobsledder ain't going to get that.
No. I mean, that's the things I think. Certain people get certain things. Like Michael Phelps got a lot of things and Ryan Lochte, he got a yeah. TV show.
I forgot who he even was. I mean, I don't know. Like I'll watch some stuff, but it's just like, I just think people, and that's a big thing with like social media today. People in this country are like, I'm boycotting that. And it's like, you don't even know. You've never watched it before. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Steven, I like to watch the gymnastics for sure. Cause I grew up dancing yeah. and doing gymnastics. And then, because of Dan, like I really started watching the Olympic lifting on there and it's super interesting, like to watch some of those guys, what they do, like they can lift. Even the women are insanely impressive too. Like yes. there's some really small girls out there that are beasts.
Really
that
strong. Can like
throw that weight.
Well, I mean, when we went to, well, it was actually 2020 right before the shutdown with COVID, when we went to the Arnold, watching, some of those people lifting, it's just like, it's amazing how strong some people are. And oh, they don't yeah. even it's look insane. Like looking at them, you wouldn't necessarily say, oh, I bet you that person can squat 1,000 pounds. You know what I mean? You don't necessarily look at somebody and think of that. And it, right. and it is funny too, because somewhere like the Arnold, there's so many different leagues. There are like, you know, different weightlifting, whether it's powerlifting or whatever, leagues that do allow or don't drug test. I should say, the right. drug test, which means they could really be pushing the limits. You know, they talk about the Olympics drug testing and there's always memes about like, you know, they should let people take all kinds of substances and just really see how far the human body can go. But I mean, there are things out there that do allow it. So
yeah, it is crazy.
Maybe we should do that. Take a bunch of steroids.
See how strong we get.
Yeah. Another thing that I think is crazy about the Olympics. So obviously, like one of my favorite things is like Ralph Lauren designs the uniforms for Team USA, which I think is, but he's probably like one of the best like Americana designers out there. But guess who designed the loungewear for Team USA?
Ooh, Was it Walmart?
It was just Skims. Kidding. Kim Kardashian.
I was actually going to guess that, but I felt like going with something stupid. So I said Walmart.
Kathy Ireland. Is her line in Walmart, or was it, or Kmart or something?
It was like Jordache. Wasn't Jordache a brand?
Well, Jordache was used to be like real expensive.
Really?
And then it was like a Kmart. Yeah.
Okay.
So, what's like how Champion
went Champion? Like, oh, yeah. Champion was like, at, was like the cheap brand when you, now it's like super expensive to buy a hoodie.
Like your mom threatened you, she was going to buy you Champion for your birthday, and you're like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that's all children are wearing these days. Yeah. Champion.
It's ridiculous. But I just, I don't know. I can't believe like Kim Kardashian is that relevant, that she's literally giving underwear to Team USA.
I mean, she's really cool. So.
Yeah.
There's that.
That's insane to me, but whatever. I don't know. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, other than that, my week hasn't been too eventful. I went away this weekend. I was in Philadelphia.
Nice.
That's the Pope. Remember when the Pope came to, or not, well, he came to Pennsylvania, but when he came to America, the commercial, it was like, because he doesn't really, I don't think he speaks English, but like, they did all the talking, and then he said, Philadelphia. So I pronounce it like that because the Pope did. I don't know.
I don't recall that.
I thought it was hilarious.
I was busy that day.
But yeah, I mean, I was in Philly just for a quick little weekend. I was at a birthday party, and everybody was like very, very Italian, Sicilian. You know, very Sicilian people. Like, I was very, very much the whitest person there.
So you were at a mob party?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, I'm always going to have the mob on your side.
Yeah.
Just, you never know when you need them.
Obviously, like, and honestly, other than Sicilians being darker than like other Italians and other Europeans, they reminded me of like my family, but they're like, you know, Philadelphia, from Philadelphia. So it's like these, they're just, I don't know, very stereotypical like Italian. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but like it was a very Italian get together.
Hmm. Don't offend my family.
Yeah. Well, my family's Italian too, so.
Okay, well, I'm going to take you to one of our family gatherings.
Well, yeah, you told everybody your dad was in the mob.
Yeah, and it's still up in the air. I'm just saying. Just kidding. Actually, I have no idea. He's not in the mob.
Don't send the IRS after your father. That's not
nice. I'll be getting a phone call later.
It's funny, like, the stuff you think as a kid that's like, oh, this is funny. I'm going to tell all my friends. And it's like, oh, God.
Like, I thought it was hilarious.
You know something I told all the, like, I was in middle school, so I should have been smart enough, but I'm just was stupid. My brother had mono, and I told like everybody. Like, I was telling teachers. Like, I don't understand.
That's so funny.
Why, like, somebody would do that. Like, hey, my brother has mono. My brother has mono. First of all, because like how they call it the kissing disease.
You know, I can tell this story after that.
And she was very embarrassed. But it's like so many people, it's not like, you know, especially like high school kids, there's so many of them that get it. It's not like it's taboo. Honestly, to tell you the truth, so many people nowadays get HIV, you know.
True. It's not really talked about anymore because it's common.
No, it's not as taboo. And herpes. Right. So many people get herpes.
Like, right.
They almost talk about it like if you have a stigma against it, there's something wrong with you or whatever.
Right.
I don't have herpes or HIV, but
it's fine. I'm neither either.
Other people do.
I did get mono in fifth grade, and I went around telling everybody, it's no big deal. My brother had it a few weeks ago. So you have your mother have us as children. Same thing. Like, I was just like, oh, who cares? But yeah.
And that's
why I don't know how I caught it, but I did.
That's why we're on a, well, you probably drank out of the same cup or something.
Probably.
Probably did before he knew he had it and it was like contagious.
Yeah.
like how, like say COVID is, it's contagious before you know you have it. That's probably what you guys did. And yeah, that's actually kind of funny though. That's why we're on a podcast together, because we don't have sense.
Yeah. Well, I used to tell people too, like, oh, I wish I'd get mono again, because so I could sleep for a week. And I used to say this stuff in like high school, and I have teachers like, why would you wish that on yourself? Because I like to sleep.
Okay? I probably thought you were like suicidal or something, saying things like that.
Oh, man. The only 17-year-old out there wishing for mono.
Yeah. Yeah. Other kids are like thinking that's a death sentence. And you're like, oh, I want it. I just want to lay in bed. You know what, though? I will say, as much as I want to say that's one of the dumber things I've ever heard, I think I've thought that myself. You know, like, how do these kids get away with skipping school all the time? If I had mono, I could do it too. You know, I've thought that before.
Yeah.
It just sucks when you're an adult, because it's like your work just piles up. It's not like school. You know, school's easy to miss. But like when you're an adult, it's like not only do you have your job, but you have like, The carpet's going to get dusty. You can't just let it go.
It's true. But I have mono, so I can't do it. Yeah. Oh, man. God. Crazy times.
Yeah. No wonder. Going back to the whole, like, you know, mental illness versus brain injury, I think we suffered brain injuries as children.
Yeah, like I said, we both had older brothers, and there's a chance. I was a target for a lot of things.
We
were
probably beat by bowling pins.
Probably. I know a few hockey pucks have been shot at me, so there's that.
Yeah, we have severe brain bleed, and that's our problem.
So that we're both obviously crazy.
Yeah. Oh, Mom, goodness. I want mono. Yeah, that's nice. Oh, God. Two Nicoles, one straight jacket.
Yes. That would be an interesting sight.
Yeah.
Very true.
I think that if people don't give us 5 stars on Apple, 5, not 4.5, 5, they're going to get put in a straitjacket.
Yep. That sounds like a better threat, because potatoes weren't threatening enough. Straitjacket is for you. And we're going to, I'm not going to swallow the key, but I'm going to throw it in the Allegheny River. Just gonna do it.
Allegheny River, not like the Ohio River.
The Allegheny River.
Okay.
Is that a river?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I double checked that.
So there's 3 rivers in Pittsburgh. To anybody who doesn't know this, the Monongahela and the Allegheny flow into the Ohio River.
That is true, and they are all brown, different shades of brown. Mm-hmm. It's attractive. Definitely look for a sky view. I have before. And it's gross.
And if you don't know, fun fact, the Ohio flows into the Mississippi.
I actually think I knew that one.
Yeah, you probably learned. You learned that sometime.
I definitely learned that one.
Yeah, that's...
I might not know where states are, but I learned that.
You know that there's an Ohio and Mississippi.
I knew it. All right, well, everyone should follow us on Instagram, TwoNicoles1Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast. That would be helpful.
Yeah.
Tell friends to listen to it.
And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah, that'd be very helpful.
Or we'll drop a leg on you.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Because we love pro wrestling.
For sure,
I'm bringing it up like literally on every episode.
WWE is going to reach out for a sponsorship. Yeah.
We'll be on Wrestlers.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Or UFC, whatever. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. Whatever wants to reach out. We'll take it, right? Anything at this point.
Yeah. We're world-class athletes.
For sure.
All right, guys. We will see you tomorrow with a quickie with Nicole.
But you don't know which Nicole. Or maybe you do.
Yeah. Do you pay attention?
Yeah.
Then you'll know. Who usually quickies on Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right, cats and dogs. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.